Hello, and welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on episode 4 of Konosuba. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. So last we left off, there was that great cabbage hunt. And everyone seemed to make out pretty well with it, although it did sort of cement Darkness and Megumin as team members. Which, you know, it's no real good thing for Kazuma. Kazuma, in contrast, has apparently learned new skills, you know, elementary magic, such as create water. And while that seems like a rather lackluster spell, I mean, in sort of like dungeon-crawling conditions, creating potable water is a very handy thing to be able to do, you know. I mean, sure, Aqua can do that with her party tricks, but I feel like sort of doing it without frills or flair would be better. Or at the very least, more utilitarian. So it seems like everyone made out pretty darn well from this whole cabbage business. Darkness managed to repair her armor, Megumin got a new staff that she really, really likes. But unfortunately, it seems as though, Oh dear. Poor Aqua, she caught a lot of lettuce instead of cabbage. Man, what a fool for not being able to tell the difference between cabbage and lettuce, thus earning a lesser reward. So you know, no good deed goes unpunished. Kazuma caught a lot of cabbage and earned a lot of money, but, wow, that's a lot of money, actually. You know, good on him, he's amassed a small fortune. So I guess it's only natural that seeing as how Kazuma's made so much money that everybody's going to be a little bit more interested in currying favor from him. And at this point, I can only hope that Kazuma's smart enough to realize what's going on. I mean, Aqua's just giving the most lukewarm compliments, and no doubt she has an ulterior motive, but even so, she's being rather inept about it. Oh dear. So there we have it, you know, big hefty bar tabs and she no longer has the money to pay for it. In part because she assumed she'd make more money. So, she says, just lend me some money. You know, that never goes well. And she thinks, she can blackmail him, and I guess to some degree she can, but, man. I feel like Kazuma could have just sort of wrote it out and been done with it, but what can you do? At the very least, he's kitted himself out with some more appropriate clothing and equipment. You know, that's something. He certainly fits in a lot more than he did while wearing a tracksuit. Yeah, you know, all things considered, Kazuma's certainly improving. And he's certainly improving far more than any of his party members. Yeah, somehow I get the feeling that Kazuma's not really going to want to go on any of the quests these guys are discussing. Oh, okay. So, he wants to go after the frogs again. I guess it's understandable that Megumin and Aqua would not want to go after the frogs, but, seeing as how Darkness has never experienced the horror of giant toads, you know, it might be a novel experience for her. Yeah, you know, I think no matter how you look at it, only Kazuma is qualified with picking a quest, you know? Everyone else would really just sort of pick whatever self-serving thing first crosses their path to the detriment of everything and everyone else. And speaking of detriment for everything and everyone else, one of the Demon King's generals has moved in nearby. You know, that's no good. As a matter of fact, I would describe that as very bad. You know, from my experience in Dungeons and Dragons, there are monsters where if they move into a place, they start warping the landscape. And I'd imagine one of the Demon King's generals would be one such creature. But, you know, I guess that plot thread's just hanging for now. You know, with no real quests, it's just downtime. So, what do you do if you're an explosion fanatic? Naturally, you have to blow things up, you know, use your one spell a day. So, it's sort of an interesting conundrum, you know, Megumin wants to blow things up, but nobody else really wants her to blow things up. And, you know, it just so happens that an abandoned castle a couple miles outside of town is, a nice nifty little target. So, you know, this sort of kills two birds with one stone. It prevents Megumin from being a nuisance, and, you know, it lets her do what she wants. And at the same time, this is, I guess, a form of team bonding, you know? Kazuma gets to spend time with her and all that for what it's worth. Now that is an impressive conflagration, but I don't know if it really destroys the castle to any meaningful degree. You know, it doesn't really seem like it from what we've seen so far. Man, a daily routine. Like, I feel like that would be a little bit too much, you know? So it's weird that it's sort of devolved to this, for want of a better term. You know, just Kazuma and Megumin blowing up a castle. Aqua has to actually work because she's dead broke, and Darkness is going off to visit her family. Alright, so it seems like the castle is actually worse for wear. I guess it's nice that Kazuma's having a bit of fun doing this too, you know. I don't think it's fair to call him like an active participant or anything, but, you know, I could see how this sort of thing would be fun to watch. You know, it's interesting that he's sort of gaining an appreciation for explosion magic, even though the whole thing's kind of outside of his capabilities. I mean, I guess if you see enough of them, you could sort of distinguish good from bad, you know? Yeah, you know, I guess leave it to Cosma to describe an explosion in such flowery terms. He almost reminds me of, like, a pretentious art snob describing, like, crappy modern art sculptures of junk. I guess in a sense, it is a shame that they're basically bombing this sort of abandoned castle. You know, castles are pretty nifty, and if it is truly abandoned, why not just move in and take it over, you know? Alright, well, at least Cosma understands his situation. You know, as things are, it's not likely they'll be able to take out the Demon King. Unfortunately, this means that Aqua is now functionally stuck forever. So, I mean, like, well, would she be stuck forever? So, I mean, she's basically here, tethered to Cosma, so I guess if he dies of old age, then she can leave. But otherwise, you know, that's it. Wouldn't it be the crowning irony if she was stuck until she defeated the Demon King, you know? That would be, deliciously unfortunate. You know, sometimes it's nice to bully Aqua, you know? You can't let her get too smug. You have to remind her of where exactly her place in the universe is. Sure, she might have been a goddess, but right now she is dead weight. So I guess sort of in a repeat of the whole cabbage incident, all able-bodied adventurers are now being gathered to the front of the city. And it seems like this is actually something scary and dangerous. So I'm not sure what you'd call this monster. The Headless Horseman, I suppose, but he is the general, and as fate would have it, he moved into the castle. Poor guy. You know, it's pretty telling that I'm sure everybody knows exactly who's at fault here. And it's rather unfortunate that through her actions, she's essentially getting everybody in trouble. I mean, it's not even really a question. Everybody just sort of knows it's Megumin. So I guess the real question is, would the villagers be willing to hand Megumin over on a silver platter? I'm doubtful to a degree that they would. Oh dear. You know, I was thinking it's interesting that Megumin's sort of afraid about all of this, but she seems to have steeled herself. You know, she's not willing to let anyone else take the credit for her explosions, as befits somebody so fixated. You know, I like the voice performance of this guy. He seems exactly like the sort of unhinged person who would have had to, endure explosion day after day after day on his home. I mean, he's acting like it's totally irrational for somebody to want to cast offensive magic at evil. I mean, that's interesting in a sense that even this sort of evil creature has some idea of respectability and manners. Oh dear. So Megumin, she really can't help herself in any regard, you know, she's just sort of shooting her mouth off like, hey man, you took the bait. Personally, I don't think this is a remarkably good idea, you know, these are all a bunch of basic adventurers. You know, I guess, it's also easy for everyone to say that they could back Megumin up when they're, you know, 50 paces behind her. So, all things considered, everyone was getting off lightly, you know, just stop blowing up my castle and there won't be an issue. But reasoning is almost useless with Megumin and the rest of Cosmo's party. You know, I somehow get the feeling that she isn't going to stop. Oh dear. You know, when Megumin refers to somebody as Sensei and Aqua decides to answer, it's not good, you know? In fact, I don't think there's anything good that Megumin could learn from Aqua. I mean, at the very least, you know, if anybody could potentially stand up to this undead creature, it would be Aqua. But I feel like, she would be too stupid to really do anything. So this is actually kind of interesting, you know? The Headless Horseman is capable of, effectively condemning people to death with a curse. And, you know, Darkness, she can't help herself either. She has to be front and center on anybody being attacked. But, you know, how efficacious can this curse really be with somebody like Aqua around? You know, we know that her whole deal is, essentially defensive magic, healing and the like. Surely she could take care of something like this fairly easily. Of course, the Headless Horseman doesn't know that. You know, he's just banking on the fact that Darkness will die, and it will be entirely Megumin's fault, basically. And, you know, that's sort of what she gets for mouthing off and saying, yeah, I'm gonna keep bombing your castle. Unfortunately, the Headless Horseman also hasn't really accounted for Darkness being a freak. You know, she's no doubt going to make some altercation like, you know, a curse isn't enough, surely you have to torture me too. I almost feel bad for the guy, you know, Darkness is painting him up as some sort of degenerate. And, you know, that's clearly not what he is. Sure, he might be an undead monster, but he's already shown that he has some standards. I mean, she's practically inviting herself into his dungeon. I mean, she says, she claims she doesn't want to go, but she's perfectly willing to throw down her sword and chase after the guy. I mean, he clearly wants no part of this. I find it interesting that Cosmo has to restrain her and prevent her from following him to his castle. Alright, so here's the challenge. if Megumin can fight her way through the castle to him, he will remove the curse. And, you know, we really have no reason to assume that this guy isn't honorable. He's sort of shown himself to be honorable so far. But, something tells me that's not gonna happen. I mean, at the very least, Megumin intends to go to the castle, but, you know, I don't think it's going to end up being necessary. Well, you know what? I guess that's nice in a sense that Kazuma's willing to help. You know, I guess at this point in time, they have no reason to assume that Aqua would be helpful in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I guess the idea here is, the point of mentioning all the undead is that Aqua would be helpful against that, in a sense. Now, I guess it's nice in a sense that everybody is so earnest about helping Darkness to break this spell, but, you know, Aqua, she just sort of basically snaps her fingers and breaks the curse like that. Which, you know, you don't have to wait to do something like that. Like, maybe wait so the Headless Horseman doesn't see you, just so you don't reveal your capabilities to the enemy. So, you know, it's nice and heroic that they were able to break the curse, but on the other hand, I feel like this is giving Aqua all sorts of attention that she would probably be better off without, you know, lest it inflate her ego. If there's one thing she doesn't need, it's an inflated ego. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. See you, Space Cowboy.